From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. In the 1980s, Key West was hit especially hard by AIDS. A group started then to provide hospice care and treatment for people who had the disease. It was called AIDS Help. Over the years, it's evolved. It changed its name to A.H. Monroe and expanded its mission. WLRN's Nancy Klinginer recently sat down with the group's executive director, Scott Pridgen, to learn how A.H. has changed over the years and continues to change due to Hurricane Irma.
What does A.H. of Monroe County do?
Here we have an agency that is clearly founded in its mission of eradicating AIDS from the community and HIV, and we have come a long way. If you're diagnosed with HIV today, you have a 70-year lifespan, whereas 20, 25 years ago, I can remember you had 1 week to 5 years. So we're at a different place in the disease of AIDS and HIV. It's our core mission to continue those services until there's a vaccine or a cure, and we can put a check mark beside that box and say, done. And what we really do is health and housing. The agency owns 96 units on 6 different properties here in Key West.
Can you talk a little bit about why housing is such an important part of your mission?
We consider housing as care. If you are housed, you have a better, what we call a viral load. If you're HIV positive, you're more adherent to medication. We see this not only with people living with HIV/AIDS, but also other disabilities. And your housing has to be affordable. If you're having to work 4 jobs in order to maintain your housing, obviously your overall health and possibly isolation or depression issues may be impacted by that, by having that safe, secure housing. And that part of your worry is under control. You're much more apt to take care of yourself and be more engaged in the community.
The community's been really supportive through the years with the fundraisers for AIDS Help and AH. Given how many other good causes there are out there, how do you keep them focused on that support?
So here we were in the middle of the campaign last year.
That's King and Queen of Fantasy Fest, right?
King and Queen of Fantasy Fest. So, you know, this is kind of like our version of Mardi Gras.
The person who raises the most is crowned king or queen, right?
It is the one campaign that is won by money, yes.
So, I'm not sure it's the only one. But
that is true. That is true. But this is the one that we publicly state that. So that, right? You couldn't have had a worse time. Right in the middle of the campaign, Irma happens. And so after we all came back to the Keys, the board and I sat down with the candidates and we said, we just don't think that we can continue this year. There is so much need out there to address. How could we possibly go out in the community and only ask for us? And the candidates were dead against canceling. They said, we cannot cancel. We cannot let a fifth candidate called Irma take this away from us. Can we raise money for the entire community? They literally had 3 weeks left before coronation, and they were able to raise $129,000. And what we did with that $129,000 is we worked with other nonprofits, put boots on the ground, and paid mortgages, paid rent, Home Depot cards, and this year we'll do the same thing.
Thank you so much for talking to me today, Scott.
Thank you, Nancy. I really have enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
That was Scott Pridgen of A.H. Monroe speaking with WLRN's Nancy Klinginer in Key West. The group's biggest fundraiser of the year is underway as the candidates campaign for King and Queen of Fantasy Fest. The coronation, which is based on who raises the most money, is set for October 19th. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.